time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, back once again. Okay, here we are. And how are you doing today? It's a beautiful morning, wasn't it? A little on the cool side now. Because, you know, age kind of creeps up on some people. Your skin gets thinner. Now, I don't know what that's called. I guess it's called getting old. And as your skin gets thinner, it has the non-ability to hold in your body heat. And so, I at times I turn up the heat and my wife is waving. She says, But that's the way it is. When you get older, you get colder, older and colder. That's it. Yes, okay. So, anybody else out there with that same impression? The older you get, the thinner the skin, the less heat you retain. Now, hogs go through this, too. Now, here's the thing that you might probably never knew, that a hog is now bred so it has the least amount of fat because people stopped using lard. And so the hogs are so thin because of breeding that they were afraid if they stayed outside, they'd freeze to death. I see. But that was the story. And I don't know if that's improved or not, if hogs are any heavier. But the ideal picture of a market hog was a slender little guy. And now the more slender he was, the less fat he produced, and less ham maybe, but had good ribs and all that. Yeah, you follow me? Now, I was for 10 years a farm director here in Marion. I enjoyed that more than anything else. That and my shingle making. And my canoeing. Oops. Oh, and I got to find, if my wife is listening, I hope she looks at home for my wedding ring. Because I'm getting thinner. They told me downstairs, well, Evers, you're doing all right. You're down 8 pounds now. Yeah, down thin enough, my ring fell off. Okay, 740-383-9944. Now, let me see here. What can I talk about today? Oh, the title, what was brought up was the Queen City or the Hog City. That neither one is right. What was the name given to Cincinnati years ago when they shipped so many hogs? In fact, the river was full. The river was full of hog barges. Yeah. It was a big, oh boy, it was big. Okay, so what was it called? And then there's a town within, they could be listening to me right now, known as the Hatchery Festival Town. Because at one time they produced more chickens, had more hatcheries than anybody else in Ohio or anywhere else around. But what town was that? It's still there. The chicken business isn't what it used to be, though. They do have a nice museum in the downtown. Oh, boy. I think it's probably by appointment only. A friend of mine operates it, and he's the one that has the dog like Harding had. That's right. And what was his name now? Trying to remember his name. But he's like the top guy in, that everybody knows in this town I'm thinking of. Now, what town would that be? With a hatchery festival every year. Now, who ever heard of a hatchery festival? Okay. And this town is known quite a bit for its original heritage. 740-383-9944. Okay. Name, give me the nickname for downtown Cincinnati. And for, let's see. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, that county in eastern Ohio along the Ohio River. And I remember that county so well because I performed over there two or three times in my shingle-making trade. I was sponsored by the Ohio Arts Commission, believe it or not, yes. Here I am on radio with no connection, but I was sponsored by the Ohio Arts Commission. They paid my hotel bill, and they paid me for making shingles at this big center. I can't remember the name of the center now. It's in Belmont County. It was named after an Ohio politician. 740-383-9944. And one thing I remember about that, while I was performing, splitting wood to make shingles, a group right beside me was doing a drum thing. And I don't know if it ever got big. I'm sure it has. All these kids and all these adults hammering on drums in a repetitive way, of course. And it was a, and if you didn't let it get to you, it could. But, yeah, I'll never forget that. Drum ring. That's what they called it, a drum ring. Now, do any of you have any recollection of a drum ring in Ohio other than that? Yeah, but I took it. They were getting quite popular. Drum rings is you pound on drums in no particular fashion, except rhythmically. Yeah, remember that? 11:22 is the time. I'd like to know if there are any drum rings around. Or can you tell me nickname for Cincinnati in the early years? Or the town in Ohio within our listening area that has a hatchery festival every year? It's not big, but it does bring to light that this particular town once was the center for hatcheries in Ohio. Chickens all over the place. I don't know if any of them ever got loose or not, but they sure did hatch a lot of them. And then they hatched them and then shipped them out because they had a lot of incubators in that town. Yep. Now, isn't it interesting, though? Now, when you think about it, that when eggs are hatched, unless they're fertilized, they do not produce little chickens. An egg has to be fertilized by a male before you can have little chicken eggs. Chicken and eggs. Yeah, it's kind of, and nobody really would remember. So here's what happens. If you had a lot of birds mixed together and had an order for chicks for, you know, for meals, for producing a chicken meat, why you had to candle these eggs to make sure they weren't fertile. Or you broke them open, and if a little chick popped out and he was a male, you dropped him in the bucket of water. Now, there was in Marion, some of you younger people wouldn't remember this, but there was one family in Marion that was so well known for its ability to tell whether a chick was male or female. And there was a secret way of knowing, and only this family knew, because if others knew, they'd get the job. But they could sex these chickens as fast as you could go, you know, pick them up. Yeah. because restaurants did not want male chickens. Period. Okay. Well, let me see. And I suppose, though, that in most hatcheries, most of the chickens hatched were female. Because otherwise, it would not make you any money if you had to kill them. Okay. What county in Ohio on the Ohio River is named after a street in Marion, or a street in Marion named after that county? You know, Marion has had a lot of immigration. We've had a lot of people come here from Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, you name it. And they're all here. Now, here's a little project you could have just to entertain yourself, if there's such a thing. You look at the obituaries in the paper, and anymore there are more and more people who gave birth, or were given birth, in Kentucky and Tennessee and West Virginia and all around. That's right. Yeah, that was big. They came here to get a job and became very productive citizens. And they're getting old now, and, you know, that's it. It's time tells. Am I making any sense to you? 740-383-9944. Nobody remembers the name for Cincinnati. Nobody knows the name for the Hatchery Festival City. Okay, there's a... let me see. I had another... why did I write down the word gun smoke? I wrote down gun smoke here. What question was I going to make out of gun smoke? Maybe. Who was the most... what was the name of the lady in Gunsmoke? What was her name? I can't remember. Now, we all remember Fetchit. Was it Fetchit? The guy with the limp in Gunsmoke? Yeah. What about the lady? Was that Amanda? What was her name? Who was Mr. Gunsmoke? I can't remember. Oh, here's somebody that must know. Caller, go ahead.
Okay, on Gunsmoke, the one with the limp was Chester.
Yes, yes.
And Festus was later on.
Okay.
And the bar lady was, her real name was Amanda Blake, but on the show she was Miss Kitty.
Oh, yes, okay.
And then was the hatchery at LaRue, the Ridgeway Hatchery?
No, it wasn't. No, surprisingly it wasn't.
Okay.
It was north of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, would you like a prize anyhow today?
Oh, well, I'm going to come up to pick up the prize that I already won.
So. Okay, very good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, bye. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't LaRue, no. You'd think, though, since there were hatcheries, Bridgeway Hatchery, Cary Hatchery over there, that, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, Amanda Blake on Gunsmoke. Her name was Kitty on Gunsmoke.
That's right. That's what a lady said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I didn't catch all of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, thanks. All right. Now, this town, let me give you a hint. This town has a little railroad going through it called Wheeling and Lake Erie. It wasn't Chatfield, no. I mentioned that Chatfield the other day, WLE, Wheeling and Lake Erie. That railroad track goes straight east, and it goes through this little town where the Hatchery Festival is held every year. All right. Okay, so now we know all about Gunsmoke, don't we? Festus, remember him? Yeah, Chester and Festus. Wow. Just think of all the old shows. Now think, the current show that's the most popular probably would be the one with the man who has stage 4 of pancreatic cancer. That is such a sad thing. And every day when he comes on, he looks so good and healthy and talks so good and healthy. And yet, you know, behind the scenes, his, you know, getting close to...
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. And let me see. If you called before, call again so I can answer you. All right, the Hatchery Festival is where? At, yeah, the town has a Wheeling and Lake Erie Railroad running through it. What also, this town was well known for producing aluminum kitchenware. Okay, good morning.
Good morning. There was a hatchery also, I don't know how big it was, on the corner of Pauline Road in 309, the Conleys. And I used to go with my grandmother when she'd go pick up baby chicks.
Well.
And I didn't know if you knew about that one or not.
No, I didn't. And boy, there's anything but a hatchery there now.
No, there's nothing there. I think maybe their house is still standing. But it was right on the corner, so
wow.
I just thought maybe you'd like to know that.
Yes, yes, that helps, yeah.
All right.
Good, thank you.
All right, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye.
Now let me tell you a story about chicken eggs. Now, you see, one time we raised chicken. Now, we didn't have a hatchery, necessarily. We had males and females all mixed together, so... and I started selling eggs to our newsman at WMRN because these were the eggs that were different colors, blue and green and red. The shells were because they came from Araucana chickens. They're noted for laying colored shelled eggs. However, I never will forget Steve Stewart was married at that time to this very gentle little lady, and she fixed breakfast for him one morning, took one of those eggs and cracked it on the skillet, and the chicken popped out, jumped around the skillet, and of course, well, no, he didn't jump, he couldn't, but anyhow, that ended my egg sales right there. Nobody wanted eggs with chickens inside. I'll never forget that. But we were given all those Araucana chickens, and it was really interesting. In fact, we were given chickens of all kinds. We once had the only I could mention this, too. This would make a question I'm sure you couldn't answer. There was only one chicken mentioned in the Bible. Only one, well, one chicken breed mentioned in the Bible. Oh, Bible scholars, can you tell me what chicken that was? Mm-hmm. We had one. Uh-huh. Yes, we had that. We had a chicken with an umbrella top on it. Oh, we had chickens. Every kind of chicken you could imagine. Then we had geese laying eggs. And when we got several eggs from the geese, we took them into Irma Hutchman. Irma would drain them and put seeds inside those shells. Caller, go ahead.
I don't know if a rooster, if that's considered a chicken or a rooster.
Yeah, it's a rooster, yeah, the male chicken.
All right. Well, I didn't know that was one you were looking for.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Very good. Oh, I see what she's mean. No, the actual breed is mentioned in the Bible. Maybe not as the breed is indicated today, but the breed is mentioned. The only chicken in the Bible. Uh-huh. All right. Let me write down the answer before I forget it here. And Okay. All right, yeah. One chicken and in the Bible. Can you name it? 740, name the breed. Okay. What else can I? It's 11:35 already. Well, time is marching on today. Did you enjoy Jack Kellogg? I sure did. Jack has always been my favorite. You know, he was such a kind person. And I remember, too, his widow. I used to work in the cemetery, and I could see her walking by my window every day, exercising. Okay. The Hatchery Festival is held where? The Hatchery Festival is held in what little town? It's a town of just over 1,000 people, if that many. Can you figure it out? Yeah. I have a lot of friends in that town. And a lot of the people I grew up with had the same name as a lot of people in that town. They were relatives. And it started with a W, not the town, but the relatives. Their names start with a W. Okay. Oh, and I never did get the answer, did I? What two football teams in our listening area are named the Red Men? What two football teams in our area are named the Red Men? 740-383-9944. I'll give you some zoo tickets. Or if you'd like a ticket to go clear out the wilds or Bill Huntsman auto change. Yes, an auto change. A lot of you would like to have an auto change, wouldn't you? But this is an oil change of 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil. That's right, so that car would have to be a little older. I use synthetic oil in my little Fiat. I use WD-5. I think it's an odd thing. And also, I'm supposed to be using a European blend. I don't know why, but... Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello. Red Men of Bucyrus.
Yes.
And Elgin Court and Elgin School.
Oh, interesting.
And I don't like a prize, thank you.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, thanks. Okay, Elgin, yeah, the watch. Yeah, finally. I got the answer. To Elgin Court, Elgin School. Yeah, Elgin, okay. Thanks, listener, for coming up with that. That's good. No one yet has named Florence Harding's boy. What was his name? What was the name of the street in Marion named after a month? And give me Cincinnati's name back years ago. What was it called? And when I hear that name, that nickname, all I can see is pigs. Okay. What town has a hatchery festival within our 7-county area here? What town would it be that has a hatchery festival? 740-383-9944. We got the Elgin. Yeah, Elgin School. Elgin, yeah. Yeah. What town, watch was it? Timex. I think all of us have had a Timex watch. I'm trying to see what I've got in my... I've got a Casio watch. Okay, let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, the nickname for Cincinnati is Porkopolis.
Yes, exactly. Porkopolis. All right. Hey, would you like a prize?
Hello?
Yes, would you like a ticket to the zoo?
Is it good just for this year?
Well, let me see. It says expires on January 5th next year.
Okay, huh? Sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Kathy Thiel.
Kathy Thiel. Is this the Kathy Thiel I know?
Yep, you're the one. I'm the one, yes.
Yeah, hey, we haven't talked about recipes in a long time.
No, we haven't.
Boy, it's good to hear from you, Kathy. I'm glad to know you're out there. Glad to know you're out there.
Yeah, sure am.
Okay, yeah. So, Kathy used to call me on the air with recipes. Oh, that was fun.
Yep, okay. That's for sure.
Yeah, Kathy, the only the big different thing I've ever had now is Oysters Rockefeller.
Is what?
Oysters Rockefeller. Yeah, it's pretty good. Of course, you have to like oysters first.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think they're raw, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bye. Boy, that takes me back years. Kathy Thiel was my go-to person for recipes. Oh, what a cook she was. Kathy Thiel. Okay. Now, incidentally, you can pick up your prizes here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay? So, all right. Porkopolis, yes. And the Hatchery Festival, but we still need the city. I'm trying to think now of what I can give you for a hint. It's on Route 6. I'll tell you, it's on Route 602. Figure that one out. Yeah. A town on Route 602 that has a hatchery festival every year. It's not a big one. I went there once or twice. And and it spent about 15-20 minutes at the festival. Okay. What county in eastern Ohio along the Ohio River is named for a street, or a street in Marion is named after that county? Probably some people that migrated here back in the early 1800s. What's the name of that county? Or what's the name of the street? And I'm surprised that I've not got the answer to the two teams they've all played in this area with the title Redmen. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to be in Redmond territory yet today. Okay. And I'm going to be closer to the Hatchery Festival people today, too. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. 740-333-9944. So how are y'all doing today? What are you going to have for dinner? You know, it's interesting. Since we live so far away from my classmates, they supply dinner every time we go to Bucyrus. And all the kids contribute something. Oh, it is so nice. Woo! Now, one thing they had the last time, which I really enjoyed, and I didn't know it was available, and that was meat from Arby's, that you could buy like a half or a pound of Arby's sliced beef. And it was sure good. Really enjoyed that. 740-333-9944. Boy, it's 11:43 and a half already. Wow. Let me see what we've got here. Oh, yes, the chicken that's mentioned in the Bible. Name that chicken that's mentioned in the Bible. Oh, no, it's not the one that crows three times. Maybe it is. They never give you the breed of chicken in the Bible that crows three times. Remember that story? But I'm sure that chicken is the breed, the only breed of chicken mentioned in the Bible. I've never heard in that story, I've never heard a preacher mention the a breed of chicken that was that crowed three times. Okay, we're going to break here shortly for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be right back until noon today. All right, 740-333-9944. I'd like to hear from you. And if you have no answer, just call and talk. Oh, my. Yeah.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again for our last stand here on this Thursday morning. Now, you expected James Anderson, didn't you? James called and said he'd be in next week. That's good. James is a man of knowledge about everything out in the outdoors. And he's doing such a good job with the Marion County Park District. Wow. Good. Good to have people like that. People that love nature. Oh, my. You know, I've been around people. There's one professor at Ohio State, if he's not retired by now, Bob, what was his name? He could tell you what every plant was that you could, in a field. Bob, what was his last name? And then, of course, Richard, the ornithologist, and I don't know if he's still in Marion or not, or if he's moved. He used to live on Penry Road. Anyhow, I've been around a lot of people who are in super intelligent, and it's been a lot of fun picking their brain, you know, asking questions and get answers. Okay, so we got Porkopolis, didn't we? Okay. But we still lack the Hatchery Festival or the county on the Ohio River with the same name as a street in Marion. And the two football teams that will be playing this weekend, tomorrow night, they'll be playing with the name Redmond. What towns are they contained in? Yeah, let me see. There's two different cities, and both of them had Redmond. Now, I don't know if anyone has ever questioned why you would call a football team Redmond after an Indian. But I never heard any back talk or any, you know. But there are two towns within our area here with football teams. Apparently there's no football people listening, or they would know instantly. 740-383-9944. Well, we got the May Street. We got that answered. Did we ever get Marshall? Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, is that Hatchery Festival in New Washington?
Yes, it is New Washington, yes. Hey, you're right on the ball. Would you like a prize today?
Yeah, zoo tickets, Charlie.
Okay, and what is your name?
Becky Thacker.
Becky Thacker, yes, I've heard of you. Okay, Becky, you get two tickets to the zoo.
Okay, Charlie,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let me write this down here before I forget it. Becky Thacker. Yeah, I bet if the zoo knows where their people are from, they probably say, Marion is one of our big promoters of the zoo, for sure. So we've had three winners today. Okay, get out another pair of tickets here for Becky. All right. Things are a-popping today. We don't have much time left to pop. Okay. There. Get my tickets all in order here. All right. So, how are y'all doing? What are you going? Let's see. This is the weekend, isn't it? Of the trunk or treat. Woo! I wonder if it would rain on Sunday afternoon, what they'll do at Dayspring Church. because they have this candy thing that goes on forever. I mean, they'll have 20 or 30 cars lined up with their trunks open. And when kids come by, you give them one piece of candy. Yes. It's a big Sunday coming up. But if it rains, what happens? Oh, a lot of wet candy. Yes. Okay, so we've had three winners today. Let me see what else I can ask you. Well, the county along the Ohio River that has the same name as the street in Marion. Or let me see, what else? Yeah, New Washington, the Hatchery Festival. Yeah, I like New Washington. Now, there is something unique about New Washington. I haven't talked about it in years. Every Friday night, if it's still going on since the Civil War, every Friday night, or was it Saturday night? Might have been Saturday night. I haven't been over there in quite a while. I got to find out if it's Friday or Saturday night. They have a band perform. They have a band stand there. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, would the county down south and the street in Marion, would that be Scioto?
No, but that would, that's close enough. It's Belmont County. But I'll give you a prize anyhow. How about that? So what's your name? Oh, he hung up. Okay. Nothing like being hung up. 10:51's the time. Yeah. Belmont County. But Scioto, yeah, Scioto Street in Marion, yeah. Scioto County. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Caller. I keep thinking, call for Philip Morris. Remember that? Philip Morris cigarettes. Little Johnny, the guy with the hat, the round hat. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, this is Pat Henry. I just called you with that answer.
Yeah. Well, Pat, you want a ticket to the zoo?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. And very good, Pat. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay, bye. Okay, very good. Pat Henry. Let me write that down here. Pat. I can't tip my head very much. My earphones fall off. Okay. Oh, Pat Henry. 10/24. Boy, it's the 24th of the month already. It sure is. Four winners today. All right, yeah. By golly. Now, you know, we're open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from, let me see. Make sure I get the right. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Today is, what, Thursday. And tomorrow we'll have more questions. I don't have a guest tomorrow. James Anderson will be on next week. I enjoyed yesterday. Was it yesterday? We had George Kasotis on. Yeah. And I always like George. If he could ever write a book on Marion history. Oh. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, this is Pat Henry. Hey, wanted to tell you, we used our tickets to the Wilds last weekend. That was a fantastic trip.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
And for anybody out there that's still got tickets for that they won, this weekend coming up is the last weekend for that.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. Very good. Well, Pat, I'm sure glad you enjoyed it. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's good to hear, isn't it? Yes, indeed. I often wonder how many of you are willing to drive that far, but hey, it's very well worth the trip. All right. 11:54? It is. Oh, my goodness. Where has time gone today? It hasn't gone to pot, has it? Oh, there's something coming up I want to mention again tomorrow. At the Immoral United Methodist Church on West Neff Street, an old-fashioned farm breakfast, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and $6 for adults, $3 for kids, 12 and under. Yeah, okay. 11:54 and a half right now. Boy, time is... Actually, my watch is more correct than the one I'm looking at. It's 11:55 Eastern Daylight Time. Now, pretty soon we'll be back to Eastern Standard, won't we? And we'll lose some daylight in the morning, won't we? Yeah. Or is it night? Well, either way. Would you like to see daylight savings time all year round? I think a lot of people would. But to ever get that through Congress or whatever it needs to, probably would take a long time to happen. All right. And let me see. What else can I ask today that I haven't had an answer for? Porkopolis, Gunsmoke, Belmont County. Oh, and the football teams. Yeah, two different towns in our area have football teams called Redmen. And I've never heard any controversy in regards to the fact that they're named after Indians. The Redmen, were all Indians red? Now, there's an interesting question. Why did Indians get the title Red Men? Anyone know? I don't know. Because I never thought Indians were red. Maybe they are. How many Indians have you seen lately? And did you ever notice, though, whenever you see a group of Indians and they're dancing, it's always to the same rhythm. Yeah, right? Okay. Yep. It's the same. And now, is that true? Or is that an imagination? Did someone come up like the belt buckle on the hat for Thanksgiving? Is that rhythm that the Indians dance? It's the same anywhere. You always, whenever you see it on TV or in a story anywhere, on the movies, it's always... Okay, let's dance. Oh, golly. 11:57. What was a favorite song you like to dance to? Oh, by the way, I was listening to the classical music station there, WSU. And yesterday or the day before, they played a song from the opera Porgy. And it was so familiar, I couldn't remember what opera that song was with. And I bet even Glenn Coble doesn't know what song came out of Porgy. It was, "Take My Hand, you're a Stranger in Paradise, da-da-da." Ed, what was the name? The guy that sang that was Eddie Fisher. Yeah. "Take My Hand, I'm a Stranger in Paradise," yeah. It's like there's been several classical things that come out like that. That came out of... the operetta Porgy. Then there is a song that came out of, it means Lemur, Lamer, the sea. And that's in another classical thing. Yeah. Yeah, there have been quite a few different classical things come out of high class music, you might say. Oh, my. 11:58 is the time. Glenn, today is Swap Shop?
Yeah.
Oh, my land. Swap Shop today. So do you expect to get more than 7 calls?
Well, if I get 7, I'll be happy.
Well, that's good. You'll probably get more than you can handle, really. Now that people know we have Swap Shop on the air, why, you might get refrigerators, you might get a little bit of everything. No cars, though. No, nothing that has to have a title. That's generally
right.
Yeah. That means travel trailers.
Guns.
Your gun. Oh, that's right, a gun, yeah. Knives, though, you can sell knives as long as they're 18 years old. Yeah, things like that. Okay, so we're coming up now on the end of my program today, thank goodness. Don't forget, Swap Shop comes on in less than an hour, in just 15 minutes or so. Swap Shop. Stay tuned with Glenn Coble. You won't want to miss it. Okay. You never know. you might get a dog for sale, like a, what are those dogs?
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
Yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
I'd like to have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry? Well, there's donuts. There's a whole box. There's
no.
Orange juice. There's coffee.
I got a friend out there.
There's
I
bring her
around.
There's a T-bone steak and.
You know what you're gonna get? Five fingers.
Well, we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend, and we have the question. So you don't know it, right? You don't know, but I wish people would give them a really big hint so they'll call it.
Let's see. It's not Sandusky.
Yes, it is.
Holy.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you win a prize.
Is there a 7-second delay around here?
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah.
She won a prize.
Didn't you ever notice when you go to Cedar Point, you pass a company that says Crayola on it? Or crayon?
Oh,
American Crayon
I'm
Company?
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. I didn't mean to say that.
Anything can happen on WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225.